The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Targeted Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen, and I will be your host this evening. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at Targeted Massachusetts, and in the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit, or call me in the U.S. at 508-857-8334. Tonight, we have a fellow target from the community. Her name is Janie. We're going to share some experiences, and I'm sure she's going to be a great guest. Go ahead, Janie.
Thanks for having me on your show, Frank. For starters, I've been targeted since 2015, so it's about 4 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, and right now I'm currently looking to do advocacy in the community and also education, because one day I hope that the issue of gang stalking and targeting would come up as something to be addressed in workplaces, schools, and apartments, and just many places where people gather together.
Yeah, I've noticed myself. Yeah, I've noticed myself in the past. Mm-hmm.
And ask,
who come forward in the beginning. They come forward in the beginning with gang stalking and, you know, attacking people in places like Walmart. And I think one of the things they use in Walmart. Go ahead.
Yes, in Walmart, I know when I've done grocery shopping years ago when I was targeted, and even now, there'd always be tapping of the consistent sound that was also done in my apartment building. It was done when I went to my car. It was done when I went out to the grocery store, or even just in Walmart, too. So, this was more so in Florida, when I lived in Florida around 2015. I had quite a bit of tapping.
Okay, when was the exact date, we'll say, that this started? Oh, and I just wanted to let you know that there is a little bit of an overlap when it comes to the phone system. So okay. I'm going to try and wait for a short spot or for you to say, hey, Frank, what do you think? Because there's something that's a little... Go ahead.
So, yeah. So, it's the same tapping sound. And not only would it be done, you know, when I went grocery shopping or, you know, when I went to Walmart in Florida, but also be done in my workplace. It would be done at, you know, when I was in school. I was attending school and going to work at the same time in Florida. So what do you think of the same tapping sound? I don't know. Have you heard of targets experiencing that, Frank?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, that's one of the first things that many targets hear. And that's a tapping sound. It may be a precursor to V2K, unfortunately.
Okay.
But many targets do hear that, to answer your question.
Okay. So with the V2K, I also did get that. It was more so heavy when I was living alone in my apartment. When I was at times, taking care of my parents' house, it would be much heavier.
Yeah, they seem
to
have. I was just going to hop in. I anticipated that.
Okay.
They become aware of places that you frequent. And so they will be ready for you when you go to some place that they know. And definitely when you get home, they'll be waiting for you there. Because I don't believe they have in their power the ability to move these satellite beams around as quickly as they'd like to. So that's an opinion. That's not fact. But that's my opinion on that.
It does sound like that does make sense. I've noticed that it takes time for people to do the same thing over again, especially when I'm driving in my car, more so on long freeways and highways where there's not too many people in between. They would definitely take time to try to do the same signal, but since there's so much freeway, there's so much space, no one is usually out in those areas. I don't see it as much in those areas where there's just total freeway.
Yeah, I once took a trip, and sometimes I do, as far as West Virginia. And I actually had the V2K follow me there along with the attacks. And I was actually hospitalized in, I believe it was Philadelphia. Somewhere in Pennsylvania, anyway. But, yeah, it does take them, for some reason, maybe there was a north-south track. And if you're on that track, it's easy to follow you. But if you're in a densely populated area and you're not on the highway, maybe it's a little different.
Yes, I've noticed that it is different in a way where I do see more people signaling and doing the same sounds. Sometimes the same gestures that I saw in my apartment on the way to work or to the subway, I've noticed the same gestures and the same movements they would use throughout the time I moved from place to place in the city. Definitely more densely populated areas.
Yeah, I think that may be due to the concentration of cell towers as well. I know here in Massachusetts, we are up to our necks in cell phone towers. Now, I don't know about Western Massachusetts, but on the coast, and I have recently just moved to Plymouth, that there are many, many cell towers everywhere. And they even, believe it or not, I haven't seen one in Massachusetts yet, But they have even built a tree. No kidding. It looks like one of those Christmas trees you put together. But they've built a tree that holds these devices. So it's unreal, some of the things or some of the places actually they will do it. In you mentioned Florida, they put them in palm trees. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, I've heard of that one too. They also have freestanding ones as well. So pretty surprised at that. And then in Florida, there are no really strong laws or regulations pertaining to use of radio frequencies. So if people wanted to do ham radio or any type of radio transmission, there are not very strong laws. The last time I called the FCC 4 years ago, I don't know if the laws have changed since 2015.
Right. I have actually in front of me FCC Part 15 rules, and that is something that it's probably one of the next items that I'm going to go over. I have a couple of articles that I need to conclude, but that's without a doubt one of the next areas that I'm going to hit the FCC. So what part of Florida are you in? I know it's a really big state.
Yes, it is a very big state. There is northern Florida, there's central Florida, and then there's southern Florida. Northern Florida it's definitely more space, I think. It's called the Panhandle. And then Central Florida, it's not as spread out, but it has a little more population, and it's a little more dense. And then South Florida, it's definitely more dense. I was from Central Florida. The areas of Central Florida where I'm familiar with are Kissimmee, Orlando, Altamont Springs, yeah. Ocala, and don't quote me on this, but Okeechobee.
Yeah, Okeechobee, south. Yeah, same area, actually.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, my uncle lived in Orlando.
Since it's further south, yeah. Oh, go ahead.
My uncle lived in Orlando, and my cousin, I think, lives in Altamont Springs, and he runs a trucking outfit down there, and he's also a builder.
Okay.
And of all things, he builds prisons, so all across the country. So maybe we could get him to build a really large perp prison. And fill it to the brim.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, it's something that I'd like to see for sure. And so many targets all over the world would love to see the same thing. I listened to a Catherine Horton video.
Yeah.
And there is, instead of YouTube in Russia, there is RuTube, RuTube. Now, it's in Russian, but you can translate it. And I just put in targeted individuals, and I got video after video. So it might be something you want to look at. I know I'm going to see if I can bring a few over here and see what they sound like.
I would mind checking RuTube out. If you have a chance to send the link sometime,
yeah.
I'll look into it.
I surely will. I'll pull a few good videos out of there, and I will send you the links.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, because every country seems to have a different slant on it, although the symptoms are all the same. The timing may be a little different, but in terms of what happens, I haven't really heard anything different. It's the same everywhere. And go ahead, Janie.
Some of the symptoms that I've had are hearing people talk outside and then turning the block about 4 or 5 blocks up. I notice they are talking. Usually they have a, looks like a cell phone device in hand. It looks like they're holding something to their ear. I'm not sure if it is a cell phone at times.
Well, I will tell you, one of the first things that I got when I first became targeted, and that is super hearing. I could hear anything anywhere, and it seemed to go along with it. And I didn't notice it at the time. I mean, I had this super hearing all my life, but now it was like augmented, you know, by 10. I could hear anything. So I think that whatever happened to me started happening a little bit earlier. And then in 2011, October to be exact, that's when the V2K started and all the attacks.
Frank, do you mind if I ask which attacks you got besides V2K?
Well, in the beginning, I would say I was panic-stricken in the beginning because I thought it was only happening to me. And I left one night and I said, well, I'm going to go out and see if I can, you know, find out what's going on with this. So mm-hmm. I fell asleep in a rest area and I figured I'd get a good night's sleep. And I awoke to 2 people arguing out of my seatbelt. So that flipped me right out. I got off the highway, and I went to a Dunkin' Donuts, and I parked like over on the side, and I just ripped my car apart looking for bugs and speakers and anything like that. But of course, there aren't any. So I often think that maybe in the very beginning, they had my car tagged. That's a thought, but I still think it's just me.
Okay. I get the same thing with my car, too. Sometimes I will hear people talk as if it was through the speakers of my car or sometimes through the engine of my car. And I'm thinking that maybe my car is also bugged, but from what other targets have told me, it is usually related to something with projection of sound into the parts of the car that cause frequency or movement. So this could be the engine or the speakers themselves or even the bottom of the car.
Okay, I can help you a little bit with that. I was a sound engineer for quite some time, and it came in really handy to have that under my belt when I dealt with this. And what they do is they will take a sound, mix it, and send it back to you. So it could be the engine and you. It could be something on the radio and you. But that is one of the things that I noticed. And they will mix their voice with just about anything, including your coffee pot. When you first start your coffee pot, they have mixed right in with that, and their voice sounds like it's half coffee pot and half them. So they really have an interesting audio system.
I would agree. I have the same thing happen when I run the faucet of my water, when I cook, or even when I'm moving around papers, I get the same thing. I occasionally get that at times, too.
Okay, we're coming up on a commercial very shortly. So I just wanted to say it's a pleasure to have you. And again, you have many of the same symptoms.
All right.
Okay, we're going to commercial, folks.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Good evening, once again, from the Targeted, Massachusetts, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen, and I will be your host this evening. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443, or listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click Submit. Or you may call me in the U.S. at 508-857-8334. Now, tonight, we have a wonderful guest. Her name is Janie. She's a Target living in Central Florida, and she is giving her explanations of her targeting. And I am sharing some of mine, too. Go ahead, Janie.
Okay, so right now, I moved from Central Florida to New York City a couple of years ago. So around maybe 2016.
Did you find that moving from Florida to New York changed your targeting in any way?
I felt that I had less targeting because I was around more people. When I was in Florida, I didn't know a lot of people in my school and my workplace because they were new settings. So I had more targeting, yes.
Okay, now I've heard that Florida is amongst the worst places. And people tell me, and I agree with that because I lived down there for, I think, 5 years or so back in the 80s. And everything is flat. So this may make it easier to intercept you. There are no cellars whatsoever or basements. Everything that is built is put on a slab of concrete. So it's much different.
Yes.
Much different way of life down there as well. I know that in Daytona, where I lived, it was a very nice place to live because every day at 2 o'clock, you could almost set your watch by it. You'd have a thunderstorm. Vicious one, too. A supercell. And it cooled. I would say it cooled the day off for the rest of the day. But I enjoyed it, but I went back down to visit a friend who lives in, or did live at that time in Fort Pierce, and he lived in an area that was, I don't know, the whole place was just 95 degrees. That's the only number I can picture. You go outside, it's 95 degrees. If you cut the grass, it's 95 degrees. It just was a total drag, and I'm so happy that I came back up here once again. So New York would seem to be helpful just for the fact that, like we'll say in New York City, you have all of these tall structures, tall buildings, everywhere, and it would seem that that may help, but I'm not sure about that. I know that when I lived anywhere that was off the ground, we'll say second, third, or fourth floor, it was always a lot worse than living on the ground. So anywhere that I go, I elect to, you know, buy or rent on the ground. Never again off the ground.
Yeah, in New York City right now.
Okay, we have another commercial. Time to pay what you can. Pay a few bills, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running?
Good evening, once again, from Targeted, Massachusetts, and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank, and in case you've just tuned in, we have a great guest on tonight. Her name is Janie, a fellow Target, who lives in New York, and she moved from Florida. And we're sharing our targeting differences and likes. And Janie, if you'd like to go ahead and continue, you're on.
Thanks, Frank. Well, in New York City, I felt that since I had more people around me, I had a chance to make more friends over time than I did in Florida. I was able to not focus on my targeting, and I felt at times it did reduce. I know I still got B2K when I shuffled papers, turned on the water, or at times moved objects around, but it was not as bad as it was when I was in Florida.
Let me comment on that. A lot of people get V2K in different ways. And some of you who are on the edge of V2K, and they can't really get a grip. They're giving you V2K off of whatever sounds that are around you. And there's a lot of different explanations for that. And sometimes I've read and learned that this is dimensional. In other words,
how is it dimensional?
Dimensional, your height, the size of your head, it all makes a difference. And your skin seems to be the major organ that they are working with. So your skin is saline. There's a lot of salt content on the surface of your skin, which increases conductivity. So this is one of the reasons why the perps work on so many targets to try to get them not to shower. And I think this is one of the reasons. The skin is an excellent conductor, and I think that we're all walking around as, you know, 5 or 6 foot antennas.
That's a very good point, Frank. I didn't think that the body was very was very conductive in terms of frequencies and sound and movement until I experienced V2K in both Florida and New York City. When I stood near a body of water, I noticed that I had less V2K symptoms and other targeting symptoms that were related.
Yeah, that's interesting too. I noticed that the perps wanted to keep me away from water, because whenever I got near to the point where I was going to, like, you know, stick a leg in or anything like that, I'd get viciously attacked before that, or in one particular area of the beach. I think it has a lot to do with, I've mentioned from the beginning, angles, where the satellite is, where you are in relation to the satellite. Now they say
that is.
Go ahead.
What are you going to say?
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
No, go ahead, Jenny.
Now that you mentioned that, I noticed that sometimes when I move from one position to another, or when I use some form of shielding, I sometimes will not experience symptoms of V2K or shocks. Yes, I do get shocks. When I stand in one place too long, I will get it on the back of my shoulders or underneath my arms.
Good point.
Do you think about that?
Yeah, I have gotten shocked at the same time on my left thigh and my left upper arm at the same time. And it felt very much like I'd just run into some high frequency electricity, which will not actually hurt you, but it just gives you a nasty bite. And there was a noise associated with it. Now, what I have learned is it would appear that the impression or the pain that they give you is separate from the actual sound by a microsecond. And I have learned this because sometimes the perps, these two, drink. And so the impression I've received before the actual event itself So if you look at V2K and the attacks, I think any of the sounds relative to the attacks are joined with the V2K, and that the actual physical attacks are separate. And that is fact. That is not even disputed with me, because it's happened a number of times. So these sounds are separated from the actual strike, we'll say.
Yes, that is a very good point to make. I've noticed that at times I will experience them separately. It's either V2K, it's either the intense itching, or it's either another form of targeting. Another form of targeting that I do receive are sometimes shocks that are not related to itching. They feel as if someone is vibrating my parts of my body. This would include my foot. This would include parts of my leg, my hand, or my arms. Or it would also sometimes include a burning sensation that I felt on my foot or my fingers or my toes. What do you think about that?
That resembles some of the attacks that I get. Do you receive any small snaps around your head?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, accompanied by something that feels like they go through you?
Yes, sometimes I think I feel as if it feels like a TV remote, as if someone just switching channels, that type of sound, but I can feel it pressed on my head. I don't know how to explain it, but sometimes when I move, I don't experience it, but when I don't move, at times I do experience it.
Yeah,
usually sitting still. Yes.
That's a very good point, Janie. And it brings up something else. They learn your home. They learn every inch of your home. They learn the bathroom, the kitchen. They learn every inch of your home, so that they can start formulating what your habits are. Habits are very important to them. So any time that you can change what you do, right down to the way you make your coffee, because they're right on my back all the time. Oh, that's too much sugar. Oh, that's not enough sugar. You should really dump that out and do it again. These are some of the things that they do. So your home is a place that you should get out of. And since you are working, that's excellent, because you get out into your workplace and you can get a chance to do something and try and forget, if you can, or you can drop into work mode, which they don't like at all, because in work mode, there are some habits, but there are also things that would never be habits, depending upon your job. So they don't like that because they cannot relate to it, anything, because it's actually something new. Something new they don't like. That's why they love when you get back home, because they can settle into their routine, which is your routine. Comment?
Yes, I do have experiences with that. I notice when I am more busy, when I have more stuff going on through my day, I do get less of the V2K, less of the shocks, less of the itching. And I do get more more targeting in the form of gang stalking. This would include them blocking my way if I were to go to the subway station, honking if I were to go to my car, or yelling out if I'm in a certain part of the city. What do you think about that?
I just wanted to add something that I learned from an author who was on Derek Robinson's show. And he said, in so many words, I've just lost the whole train of thought, and that's something else they do that I am really not fond of. It was a very, very talented author, someone I have studied, and his middle name is Alan Miller, and he was just on Derek's show. He just related something, like I say, that is totally lost. So I'll give the mic back to you.
Okay. But yes, I do get more gang stalking if I'm more busy. This includes the mobbing. So mobbing, I would say, usually for me comes in the form of families coming out, taking their kids, sometimes walking up elevators when I need to go down. If they notice that I'm dressed in work clothes and have my bag ready to go, they will basically try to take the elevator first before me or together with me. And nowadays I do let them go on first, or if I need to catch the train, I will usually take the stairs and walk out a different direction. This will go on when I'm in the city throughout the day. It usually does not stop until I end my day, or I end an event, or I end a meeting.
Okay, Richard Alan Miller actually stated that gang stalking was invented or was a practice of one particular faction, and then others started to pick up on it. So that would be obviously these people that are trying to control us. That was the thought that I lost.
That is a good point you mentioned, Frank. I've heard in the past with gang stalking, it has been around for many years. It definitely before you were born or before I was born.
Exactly. Go ahead, Jane.
Yeah. It's interesting to see that it's still going on despite how many years have passed over time, and it's not considered a form of bullying in most places. This includes communities, workplaces, schools, any place where there's people. It is not considered a form of bullying, despite how long it's been around.
Yeah, this form of another form of torture has been around, as you've said, for many, many years. And I would say that the targeting really got hot from the year 2000 on, although it was around long before that. As technology advanced, so did our targeting. And now it is so advanced that they have a laser that they can actually steer. Do you believe that? And it delivers V2K.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. And I still don't believe it after all this time. I have seen YouTube videos about it. I have recently looked up events that they will have expositions about that stuff, and that anyone can go to them and attend them. And I was recently talking with another person that the same lasers that have been used for B2K and other forms of harassment can also be purchased on the dark web. And it sounds that as if it's very accessible at this time, that anyone could get a hold of it.
You know, that's a very good point, Janie. I often say that the M16 came out and it was used in Vietnam. So, okay, we have to go to commercial.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Good evening from Targeted Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting System. In case you have just tuned in, my name is Frank Allen, and I will be your host for the very brief time, unfortunately, that we have left. You can still call in and ask a question at 800-313-8255. at 605-313-0163. Okay, we have a guest this evening. Her name is Janie. I'm going to let her take the floor. I believe you were speaking before we went to commercial. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. So I am interested in advocacy and education. I keep emphasizing the interest to eventually promote issues of gang stalking in schools, in workplaces, in any place that involves people gathering together. And I don't believe one person should be singled out, no matter who they are. So I would be interested in education and advocacy. A couple of weeks ago, I received a response back from the House representative in Queens, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. And she was interested in learning about gang stalking and the issues that need to be addressed. She also did address that some of the stuff may go to federal. So I would be interested in getting responses from PIs who have lived in New York in the past and the present to send responses so I can put them together and give them to her.
Okay, that's a great idea.
Yes.
If you'd like, Janie, you can send the responses or have them sent to my email address, and I can forward them to you because everyone knows mine, and that's frank@targetedmassachusetts.org, if you'd like to work it that way. If you'd like to do it yourself, just give your own email address out.
You may
not want to do that. Go ahead.
I'm okay with doing that. My email address has four letters. It's ti91@protonmail.com. So it's ti91@protonmail.com.
That's a great email address.
Yes.
I literally don't. Mine.
Yeah, that's
mine's wrong. I think I'm gonna get another one. We'll just change it to TM@ Gmail.
That's a good one too.
We're gonna have to sign off for tonight, Janie. And I'd like you to stay in close touch with me, and we'll try and get things together in New York with Mike Mason. And we'll see what happens.
Uh-huh. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you very much for having me on your call, Frank.
Yeah, we're going to be heading out of here in about a few seconds, maybe. Thank you. I'd like to thank the audience. Thank Janie. And good night.
Have a good night.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary.